today we are reporting back to you on the work that has been done over the past 24 months and present to you what is next in our horizon. I would like to start by framing what we have done and what still lies ahead against the backdrop of 2013. The first Millennium Development Goal hunger target of reducing by half the proportion of undernourished in the population is still within reach at global scale and also in the Near East and North Africa. The worsening of the food security situation in the Near East region, as just said by the chairperson, is not just the reflection of the structural constraints it faces in producing enough food and increasing dependence on food imports. It is largely driven by factors such as conflicts, the flow of refugees and migration, especially of young people looking for opportunities in other countries. All of these are issues that are not withheld by national borders. They affect the region as a whole and have repercussions far beyond it as well. We know that there is an intrinsic link between peace and food security, and between hunger and conflict. Peace is fundamental for food security, and food security is fundamental for keeping peace. We have seen how disputes for food and natural resources, such as land and water, have triggered conflict. Ladies and gentlemen, over the past 2 years, FAO underwent a significant transformation change to better assist our members. I would now like to give you a few examples of what we have accomplished so far. First, we brought the FAO reform to a successful close. This put an end to an important and necessary process, but that was also time-consuming and very expensive. It took 10 years and cost over $90 million to the organization. Second, we have mapped a new route. We revisit the FAO strategic framework and strategic objectives. Through a consultative and bottom-up process, regional conference has helped to define and sharpen the focus of our work. As a result, we now have 5 strategic objectives, down from 10 in the biennial 2012-13. In our result-based program of work, transform our strategic objective into tangible, measurable results. Third, we are integrating our regular program and voluntary contributions and aligning the country program frameworks to the technical cooperation program within the regional priorities and our corporate strategic framework. We have put in place the first truly result-oriented PWB in FAO history. Fourth, we have strengthened decentralization and improved our presence in the field by creating 50 new positions at regional and sub-regional office, responding to the needs identified in the regional conference last biennial. And we have been able to decentralize without increasing our budget and without weakening our technical capacity in headquarters. This is the way to build a renewed knowledge organization with its feet on the ground. And fifth, we have renewed our team of FAO representatives and have included a rigorous selection process and performance appraisal for them. I could name more accomplished, but I will stop here. I do want to point out that all the changes being made have only one goal: improve the assistance we provide to member countries in meeting your food security and agriculture development goals. I also want to point out that everything we are doing is made possible by the rebuilt trust among members and management. This is not something that we take for granted, and we work hard every day for you to keep on trusting us. Ladies and gentlemen, I would now like to show how the change that FAO is going through at the corporate and global level benefit the Near East and North Africa region. We are aligning national, regional, and global priorities for FAO's work in line with the revised strategic framework. In this regard, I am pleased to inform that 10 country program frameworks have been finalized. Work is ongoing in 7 others. We have reviewed the skill mix in the regional office in Cairo to better deliver and identify regional priorities, position in the areas of natural resource management, trade and investment, gender, partnership, strategic planning, and communication have been established. We are now starting to fill all of them. We are also progressively strengthening the capacity of country office in the region. Deputy FAO representative positions have been established in countries where the size and complexity of the program justify it. This is already the case of Yemen, Sudan, and soon will be implemented also in Syria. We are rebuilding the team on our Gulf office, our sub-region. During 2012-13, $100 million were mobilized to support the work at national level, in particular in countries affected by conflicts and emergency. However, funding still remains a major constraint to scaling up FAO's work at country level in the region. I would like to call on the generosity of the higher income countries in the region to expand their South-South support to FAO, to regional and national programs. And let me thank the governor of Iraq for its general contribution that will help kickstart the activities of the Regional Solidarity Trust Fund set by the last regional conference. I hope that other countries may soon follow this good example of regional cooperation that Iraq provides us. I also would like to highlight the importance for a region-wide strategy and funding to support food security in Yemen. This issue will be further discussed at a side event this afternoon that I hope you can also attend. My friends, we have done a lot, but nothing that we can do so far will really matter unless we transform our vision into reality. It is time to implement our program of work and for Renew FAO to sink from planning into action. The main instrument we have to deliver results at the regional level are the regional initiatives. 3 regional initiatives. For the first time in the Near East and North Africa are in different stage of implementation. They are aligned to the reviewed strategic framework and respond to priorities you identify in the last regional conference. The first regional initiative relates to water scarcity. Its focus is to improve the agricultural use of water through a comprehensive set of interventions from policies to the local level. The second regional initiative looks to build resilience in the region. And the third one is the regional initiative on small-scale agriculture and inclusive rural development. These regional initiatives have been presented in the senior office meeting. I hope to have your support in their implementation and look forward to receive suggestions on how we can make them even more useful. Let me add that at your request, we have increased dialogue with government, regional organization, private sector, and civil society in the last 2 years. There have been discussions on food security, gender, land tenure and water scarcity, and family farming. As you are aware, 2014 was declared by the United Nations the International Year of Family Farming, and FAO is responsible for the coordination. In this framework, regional dialogues to better understand how we can support family farming took place around the world. The Near East and North Africa dialogue was held last October in Tunis, with the participation of 15 countries of the region. In these regional dialogues, common areas of support to family farms have emerged. In particular, there is the recognition that we need to increase access to family farmers to adequate technology, financial service, markets, and to natural resources, such as land and water. Regarding this last point, as you know, the Committee on World Food Security approved the voluntary guidelines on responsible governance of tenure in 2012. FAO is now supporting some 50 countries in implementing these voluntary guidelines. Given the importance of governance of tenure for the countries in the region, I hope that this will soon become a big part of our portfolio in the region. I would also like to remind you that the CFS is now conducting consultations on the principle of responsible agriculture investment. I urge you to participate in this discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to end by saying that I have had the honor of visiting at least 13 countries that are part of this region. I have been in the Gulf, in the Maghreb, and in the Sahel. I was received with open arms in every city I visit, and everyone I spoke to welcome FAO cooperation and partnership. I would like to thank you for that and reaffirm that we are here to work for you. FAO looks forward to receiving your guidance and views at this regional conference, and I hope that in the years to come, we'll be able to count with the same support you have given us until now. I wish you all fruitful deliberations and a pleasant stay in Rome. Thank you for your attention.